Welcome to Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle. Find your solutions by joining me, Gina Gale Gray. Together, we can create a powerful synergy that will take down the walls that surround your heart and allow your emotional being to guide you towards connection and compassion. Feel yourself grow ever closer to remembering who you're meant to be with my 40-day Journey Back to Me program. You have a personal power within you that I would love to help you unlock so that you can achieve your newfound freedom. Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray starts now.
Oh my gosh, I want to welcome you. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to have the most incredible conversations with Gina Gale Gray, and this is Savvy Solutions. But today's show is especially, especially important. For those of you out there, this, if you don't know who Gina Gale Gray is or don't know about her Journey Back to Me program, it really is about freedom. And you've heard us talk about different aspects of the program every time she's been on. But this right here that we are getting ready to have a conversation about, and Linda's beautiful about the way she lines up these shows, because we are doing more of this now than we have done. We are finding more reasons to worry, to be afraid, to think we're not good enough, to think that our lives are over, we'll never recover, that anything we thought we had about a vision or a dream is never going to materialize. And I will say this, that is a monkey mind. And today, what we're going to be doing, she's going to be doing, is talking about how to tame your monkey mind, take back your mental being. Now, I mentioned the track and field earlier today. I'm going to mention it again, because you see, these athletes for the United States, they broke records. There has never been more medals given at any world event to the United States than this one. And what they had to overcome, think about this. You may think they're elite, they're people. When they came from Tokyo and they came back without medals, without world records, what might you think would have been going on in their mind? What were the headlines talking about? Oh, we don't have the same team. You know what? These people looked at that. That is the monkey mind. And they are said to themselves, we are not having any of that. Because think about what they have accomplished. World records, individual records, pole vaulting that no human being should ever do. Winning races in record time. How did they do it? Why didn't they buy in to the monkey mind, the press? Their careers are over. The canceled contracts. No. And you know what? Gina Gale Gray is going to tell you today how this could be your freedom path. Right, Gina?
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
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 And I like that connection.
I mean, put it in perspective. I mean, this is on a major scale, but they're no different than we are. Right. And it hasn't been a long time since Tokyo. And so let's talk today about how this is happening when people are feeling lost, they're feeling trapped, they're feeling empty. And a lot, we're hearing this now, that people think they're losing their minds, right? Tell us about this. And let's talk about where we start.
Yes. And I'm so glad that you brought that up. The fact that so many people are feeling like they're losing their minds.
Yep.
That is true. And people are getting lost in that vortex of thinking that is not their own. And that's the difficulty with this 10-day period of the Journey Back to Me, because it's time to start looking at the mental being. And the mental being is where we receive and process all the information that comes into us. So it's so important. And the most important way to control what's going on in your life is to control what you're feeding your mind. And that's that's a tricky concept, because we know what we feed our body. We're aware of that. And in the Journey Back to Me, we talk about that extensively in the first 10 days. We talk about how important what we're feeding our body is to what kind of a life we create. Well, the same thing is true about the mind, the mental being. What we feed it is the most important aspect and the thing that we really have the most control over. But where do we begin? How do you even know? Are you aware of what you feed your mind throughout the day, 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day? Are you fully aware?
I want to just ask you this question, because this is like really important for me to really bring up. I want your opinion on this, because this is what you do to help people. I know this is what you do, and I know this is what the program does. Because if we are doing that, if we are in that space you just described, then we are not connecting with our imagination. We are not connecting with a vision. We are not connecting with what's possible. We are not connecting with the guidance that could get us to that next. I just went through this morning myself, right? I mean, let's talk about what's happening. There's a reason why people are feeling lost and trapped and empty, is because they're in this space now where they are just so overwhelmed with the monkey mind that nothing can get in to give them a solution.
Right. But it is possible, but it's work, and it starts with when you truly think about the 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and I hope everybody realizes now from listening to me the past few weeks that with every thought there is an emotion. And that complicates things, but it also is the way that we're made to help guide us and to always be that guide with us. What does this thought feel like is a very important thing to consider. But looking at your thoughts overall, if you start with the fact that you're receiving 40 to 60,000 a day, if you thought about 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and then you said, okay, out of those thoughts, how many in percentage are positive, how many are negative, and how many are neutral? Is that something worth considering? And these are hard realities. And when we start looking at this stuff, it gets even more difficult, because it becomes overwhelming. And as we all know, it's easier to look at someone else's issues rather than our own, right?
Yeah.
But start with what, how much of it is positive? How much of it is negative? How much of it is neutral? Because the elite athletes that you were talking about, referencing, they have a manifesting mind. They know how to get into that area of their thinking where they are imagining, they are using their imagination, they are seeing what it is that they want to manifest. And we all have access to that. And when you really realize all the input that you're bringing in into your mental being, most of it is visual and auditory. Most of it throughout the day, once we wake up, most of the input is visual and auditory. And are you in control of those thoughts? Or are those thoughts controlling you? Because for the most part, we can take back control of our thoughts. When we're in a place in our life where our thoughts are controlling us, and a lot of people are there, that's what the, I'm feeling like I'm going insane. I'm feeling like I'm, because they are in that realm of the collective thoughts. So it's not only your own thoughts you're trying to sort through, it's the collective thoughts as well. And then trying to remember how to discern, because that's another part, it's a big part of the mind that we've given away, is our own ability to discern.
Yeah.
So what the athletes do and what we can do as well is intentionally seek thoughts that vibrate at a higher frequency. Are your thoughts feeding your creativity? Do you ever get into a thought pattern that's not feeding your creativity? And what do you do when you do?
And I think that's what we're talking about, because, you know, this is the thing that if we could really be aware of this and learn some tools, and this is really part of what the program does, but this is where we learn the tools and recognize what we're feeding our mind, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you ever watch people that have a habit of just nervous habit? They walk into a house and, you know, maybe somebody's got like candies out and stuff, and they just automatically grab them, right? It's just, you're not even thinking about it, but, you know, first of all, you're nervous to be there, whatever, and you're just grabbing them and you just keep eating them, right? See, right. That's what I think happens with the cycle that you were just describing to me. And if we're not aware of what to do with it, and are not aware of what the mind is being fed, and the fact that we are the ones feeding it, then we're not going to be aware that we can do something about it, right?
Right, right. And that's what I want to empower people to remember, that becoming aware is the first step. And becoming aware means looking at these thoughts. And what's provided in the journey mm-hmm. back to me is a map for each 10-day period. And the map for the mental being 10-day period, as all the others, starts with a set of questions. And those questions are guiding people into, because how do we look at our thoughts? People are so unaware of the thoughts that they're having. And some people are still only believing we're just this physicality. We can't see thoughts, because we can't see thoughts until we turn them into something, so it is tricky. It is tricky learning to watch your thoughts. But starting with asking these important questions, like, do you know how to seek thoughts that vibrate at a higher frequency? And do your thoughts feed your creativity? Do your thoughts inspire you? Do they motivate you? Can you quickly conjure a thought that evokes hope?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to help us get right underneath this, because the real question is that we're going to address when we come back is, are we aware that we're tuning in to the frequency of fear or the frequency of faith, or how should I say it, love? Mm-hmm. Are we aware that we're doing that? Because what happens when you become aware? So here's what I want to say. What happens is, if you don't know what happens when you're aware of that, you're not going to know what to do. How do people find out about Journey Back to Me? Tell folks how to find out about you, because we need to talk about what happens after we become aware. Mm-hmm. How do people find out about you?
Mm-hmm. Right. Anywhere.com, and go to my message. We will set up a consultation and about what the journey would look like for you.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, think about this. Now I'm aware. I think that was in like a movie. Now that I'm more aware, now what? What do I do? Is there something I should do? We're going to take a short break, Benny. Micah, we'll be right back, and you will get an answer to that question. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Spacious Unknowing Network, communing with your soul, with Julio Rose
and JoJo Rose,
every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on transformationtalkradio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Our ability to align with our true highest self and create freedom and prosperity is infinite. Take the journey back to me, a guided journey back to your true self in 40 days with me, Freedom Coach and Oracle Gina Gale Gray. Move from overwhelm to balance, composure, and vitality. Restore connection and compassion. Open your heart and tap into your limitless power within your soul. Begin your journey at anywheremindbodysoul.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love the way these shows get lined up. This right now is one of the most important things to learn. And I'm not just talking about those of you that are out there that think you've heard this before. We've never really been where we are today. We are at a place now where people are looking left, they're looking right, they're trying to put their lives together. We have an impression that for all of us in small businesses, that COVID is over, that everything is good. But what's happening is if we tell ourselves something about what we think, and that starts to take on a life of its own, and it's not going to align with you or your vision or your potentiality, you are not going to win this race. And today, this is not just something that Gina Gale Gray does casually. This is journey back to me. This is a powerful, powerful way to change your life. You know, she's a freedom coach. She's a freedom coach and an oracle. Why? Why does the world know about this and about her work? Because freedom is that place. Freedom is the place. We know what it feels like when we're there. We know what the state of peace is. But do you know how to get there? That is what we're talking about next. But before we do, how do we find out about Journey Back to Me program?
Come to my website, anywheremindbodysoul.com. And you can go to the contact page after you read about the Journey Back to Me. Contact me and we'll set up a free consultation and discuss what your needs are.
Okay. I got to do true confessions because it's you, and I'm going to do true confessions to you. So I have had in my heart, and Jessica and Linda too, but I have had in my heart very clearly what my vision, what my calling was, what I need to create. And I've had it since 2008. I've had it there. So when you add those years together, right? And you count how many years that is, you could either hold on to the vision and take action towards it, or you can't. And most of the can'tness comes not from life and things that show up. It comes from what's sitting under my hairline, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the thing I want to talk with you about, because we're very close to launching our crowdfunding and our technology. We waited till after COVID for very practical reasons and otherwise, and insights and just messages that we were given intuitively and otherwise. But now that we have this awareness of fear or love, now that I'm aware of what's feeding my mind, what can I do?
Well, you're tuned in. That's the first thing. Tune in is the first and best thing. And I say tune in to the emotions that come with those thoughts. And then when we start talking about the thoughts, tune up. And that means just take the dial just like you would on an old-time radio and just dial it up to the higher frequency. So you have the awareness of the thoughts that you're having, and you've acknowledged that, that the creative thoughts are the ones that you want to follow. You want to follow them to fruition, to something that you want to create. Truly, that's the way, if we live our entire life with that mindset, and that's something that I've been reminded of lately. You know about Spinspirations. Spinspirations are when my son Spencer speaks to me as a spiritual being, which he is now a spiritual being, and when he speaks a Spinspiration to me, it's always profound and it's worth listening to. And his latest Spinspiration is follow the laughter. So how easy is it to follow the laughter? And if you're following the laughter in your head, just in those voices in your head that are speaking to you, those are aspects of you that are speaking to you. Those are thoughts that are coming to you. Once you pay attention to or give attention to where those are coming from, especially when you're in the creative place and you're working on creating something wonderful and beautiful, follow that. Whatever it takes, follow that. But if you're having a hard time getting into that place and paying attention to the thoughts that are coming through, the next step is really important to ask yourself and consider, where are the thoughts that you're feeding your mind coming from? And that's something that we do have control over, and we can take back control over. And if most of your information throughout the day is coming to you from outside of you, outside sources, and there's a heavy influence from social media platforms, email, text messages, all coming through a digital device, it may be time for a digital detox.
Yeah.
If you look at that and you decide, yeah, and you start putting those pieces together that, geez, every time I get on social media, my agenda changes, or every time I get on social media, my flow changes, my creativity comes. Well, it depends on who you're talking to and what you just read. Yeah. That is completely within your control when you remember to take back control, and that takes discipline. So the next thing is, where are the thoughts that I'm feeding my mind coming from? If they're coming, the majority of them coming from a digital device, a digital detox might help you greatly. If they're coming, the outcome will be completely differently if you spend a day alone in nature, taking a hike on a mountain or walking along a seaside, right? Harmonizing those, realizing if a lot of these thoughts that are coming in and they're negative and taking me out of my creative zone, then there are tips and tricks I can teach to, once you become aware of that, how to discipline yourself to make a change in that area.
Yeah.
So once you become aware of what you're feeding your mind, where it's coming from, then the next step is to ask, how healthy or toxic is my mental diet? And when you face that, it's a bold step toward change.
Change
is never easy. But change is worthwhile. If you there's a Beachbody mantra that I've been following, the Beachbody workout team, since. Mm-hmm. Since the early 90s. and one of their mantras for Beachbody is decide, commit, succeed. Well, decide is decide to make a change. And commit is commit. Yeah. And then succeed will come. And what most people do is they decide and then they quit.
Yeah.
And they decide and then they quit. And then the judge steps in. And the judge steps in and tells them what a terrible person they are for quitting. And then guilt steps in and says, let me help you with that. And right?
Yeah. And, you know, the other part of this is, and you brought up something really interesting, because it really leads to something you talk about. The best way to tame the monkey mind is to do something constructive, but don't feed it. You got to stop feeding it. But you see, this is really important. Because you can decide But then you have to understand the power of committing to it. And there are some people that, and I've been here where I make that decision and I think I'm committing. Mm-hmm. I think I am, but I'm really not all in. You see, we have to understand the power of being all in on something. Yes. You know, when you are not all in on committing, and it could be anything. It could be whether it's your body, it could be your work, your job, your career, your family, your intimacy, it doesn't matter. But you decide when you're not committing, right? And you're not all in, you're not in. See, we think I can be partially in. No, commitment is one of these interesting things. I'm so glad you brought it up because this is what we're going to talk about when we come back from break. And we're going to take the whole time now to really talk about this is we don't get this part. We pseudo commit. We right. part-time commit. And boy, I got to tell you, when you are part-time committing or you're pseudo committing, you are not going to get what Gina is talking about. You're not going to get this freedom because what happens? The monkey mind will convince you you really are doing it, but are you? You're not. We're going to take a short break, Benny, Micah, and when we come back, we're going to skip the next break because now we're going to get to the place where you can take that next step. Because when you go from this and you enter Journey Back to Me and you look at that program, and there are four incredible maps that happen in this program. I don't even understand how she does it, but we're going to talk about it. 40 days, just 40, a pathway to freedom. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, need any help with the mental monkey mind? 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you struggling with truly being happy in life? Do you often question who you really are? I'm Tracy Lynn Wallace, a self-love mentor and life coach who can help you identify and access subconscious blocks to move you into a place of freedom, success, and happiness. Visit inspiredwisdomcoaching.com to sign up for my VIP list and get updates on my exclusive workshops so you can awaken your magic within. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net. Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to make sure all of you know how to find out more about Gina Gale Gray. If you go to, and this, let me just make sure you understand, I'm reading the website now, anywheremindbodysoul.com, anywheremindbodysoul.com, you're going to see the program we're talking about, Take the Journey Back to Me. It is a guided journey back to your true self in 40 days. From overwhelm to balance, composure, and vitality. Today, we're talking about monkey mind, and we're going to skip the next break. But when you go here, what you're going to find, and honestly, I love the way you've done this, because most programs don't lay this out. But what you're going to find is an incredible way to help you get to that pathway of freedom. What I love about this is also what we're going to talk about now, what the four maps are. And why they're important. But this is a freedom journey. And that's what I know about. That's what I know about this program and know about Journey Back to Me and know why. This is why we're talking about a freedom coach. This is why Gina Gale Gray is known as a freedom coach, because that's what she will open the door to. Look, thank you for this. And thank you for being so transparent on your website about what you do. But let's get down into this now, because Journey Back to Me is a great way for discovery, but it's also a great way to help people who are in that state of overwhelm, lost, trapped, empty, that don't think they can get out. Tell us how this works now. How do we go from that awareness to creative action?
Yeah, the terms I came up with, lost, trapped, or empty, as I started meeting people and working with people, I became aware of people are in the mindset of either feeling lost, trapped, or empty. And my definition of loss is when you're in that frenzied state of flight. You're lost in runaway thoughts. And trapped is in a combative state. You're in this loop of negative thoughts and emotions, just running on a loop, like the background noise. Stuck, because we all know about flight, fight, and now we know about flight, fight, and freeze. So I just use lost, trapped, or empty. The stuck state of freeze is what I call empty. And that's when you're unable to think because of mental exhaustion. And all of these things are going on in our mind. We flow in and out of these states all day, every day. But when they're out of harmony and we don't have enough of the calm that can come when we reduce some of these things going on and take back control of our thoughts, we can actually convert that negative thinking, we can calm that down and transform that into constructive thinking. But it takes work and it takes discipline. So when we use the map for this 10-day period and answer those questions, like I said, there's 11 questions, and I created the maps using the mindset of, if you want better answers, ask better questions. So that's the feedback that I get from clients. When they get those questionnaires, when they get those maps for each period, the first thing I hear is, I never thought to ask myself that. And I always like it when I hear that, because good, we're going into new territory. And they're intended to guide you back into this introspective work of doing the work to understand, what are my thoughts? Where are they coming from? Are they based in love or fear? That's a very important aspect of the thoughts, analyzing the thoughts, because it only takes a second. I'm not talking about sitting down with every thought and writing a journal on each thought. It's a very quick process when you get back in the habit of doing it. It's a quick process to get through and follow the thoughts that will lead you into your creative highest self. So another aspect to look at is this thought coming from a place of love or a place of fear? And anything can be taken back to one of those two places. If you've ever read A Course in Miracles, that is the premise of A Course in Miracles. There are only two things, love and fear. There are, and I've decided in my own thinking now that there are only two places. Things originate in either love or fear. And when you realize that a thought that you're having is toxic, is not leading you into your creativity, is leading you away from your creativity, you can bet that thought is based in fear. Now, how do you take a thought that's based in fear and transform it or guide it on its way to one that is based in love? That's what we learn how to do.
And we have to learn how to do it. See, this is why I love the way you've broken this down. First of all, just because we're really focusing on two words, it doesn't mean that this is not powerful. Both of those words, fear and love, they hold dynamite energy inside of them, right? One will get you to one place and the other one's going to get you to the other place. And the fact that we may not know this, right, is that you're just operating blindly. Yes. You have no, you know, look, we have people, so many, that are operating from fear and don't know it, but are feeling it right in our bodies. Right. Isn't this what this is about? And this is why you've created this.
Yes. And this part of it, this aspect, once we get into the mental being part of ourselves, it gets really tricky. That's where the work really begins, because once we become aware of the thoughts that we're having and we're using the feelings that those thoughts are having to help us determine things about those thoughts, that's when the work begins, because each thought evokes a reaction or a response. And a lot of times those fear-based thoughts and emotions, they evoke a fear-based reaction. And there's a big difference between a reaction and a response. And a reaction is something that is just a knee-jerk, just no thought to it. You did not take the time to feel what was felt and just reacted. Taking a moment to take a breath, breathe it in, do a little tiny little assessment, and let the feeling of that guide you in your next step or your next word or your next action is life-changing. But it requires slowing down and looking at some of this stuff and realizing these are the things to move away from. That's another thing to realize. And that's another thing during this 10-day period that we work on during our coaching session is it's really important to know for your own motivation. Are you more motivated to move away from what you do not want, or are you more motivated to move toward what you do want? Because again, those are being propelled by a different energy. One is propelled by the energy of love. The other is propelled by the energy of fear. If you want to be chased away from what you don't want, and a lot of people, that is their number one motivation, is all I know is I don't want to be where I am. Right. And they spend a lot of time thinking about where they are that they don't want to be, which brings in the law of attraction, and then you're just getting more of what you do not want. Yeah. And rather than trying to dissect all of that and play by all of those rules appropriately, because it's a lot to learn, it's so much easier to just switch the track to how about you go toward what you do want. And when that happens and you learn to do that, you remember to do that and you acknowledge this feels better. Children know how to do this. Children do this from the beginning because they're doing whatever makes them feel good all the time. And then sometimes they're getting in trouble for it all the time. And so we shut all of that down and we stop doing what feels good. We stop following the laughter, right? So that's
really cut that energy off, don't we? I mean, we cut it off.
We cut ourselves off from it.
Yeah, fear will do that. I mean, let me just have you talk about this too, because you alluded to it before. The maps were created, I think, let me just, I'm paraphrasing, were created with curiosity and the idea of having better questions, right? And you answer and take a look at these questions, really zoom in on the self, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the soul. So I want people to know that we're talking about this, that when we're talking about fear, we're talking about its impact in all of those realms, right? And one of the things that many folks don't realize is one of the fake remedies for fear is to numb ourselves. Mm. Right? You know what I mean.
Right.
Like a food or right.
But exactly.
But this is why I think in the program, this is not one of these programs to freedom where you throw a video up and people just flounder. You really connect with them every day in the 40 days, right? Mm-hmm. They get something like 9 coaching sessions or something. Mm-hmm. And this is really what it takes, though. And this is what, you know, Gina Gale, this is what you've put together because you know this works in this way, isn't it?
Yes, and it does. And this is the time in the journey because this is the beginning of the second half. The mental being 10-day period begins the second half of the journey back to me. And this is the most difficult portion of it. And the value of having me there hold your hand and guide you through it, when you're ready to quit, which is about midway through, which is kind of the way it is, whether it's a diet or an exercise program or a new book or new program or something. Change is a tricky thing because we want to go back to default, and that is run by our mind. A huge percentage of those 40,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day that we have are memories. They are just, the monkeys are so busy up there just throwing thoughts at us because the monkeys can't stand peace and quiet. It bothers mm-hmm. them. They don't know how to be peaceful and quiet unless it's nap time.
Mm-hmm.
So the monkeys are scrambling constantly, and a vast majority of the time, those thoughts that they're throwing at you are just memories. Hey, remember this? And they're the bottom of the barrel of the memories, and they're just rapid fire thrown at us. And they're coming from a specific place in our mind. It's called the default mode network. And the default mode network is, you learn about this in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and I am a master practitioner of NLP. I like the little techniques because they're simple, they're easy to learn, and easy to put into practice.
And immediately effective.
Yes, they are. Because right? There is immediate. This is a very important one. It's called Tame the Demon, and the demon is they just said that it's DMN for default mode network, and they just turned it into demon, which I don't know if you like the thought of, you know, having demons in your mind. I like dragons. I like dragons better than demons.
Yeah, whatever they are, I just want them gone.
just want to tame them, exactly. So yeah, there's a great little NLP technique for taming the default mode network. And you literally, the only time that it is running, which is often, is when the brain is not engaged in another cognitive activity. So take that and apply it to the monkeys, the monkey mind in general. One of the best ways to tame a monkey that's giving you all of this information that you're not interested in your mind is to give it something constructive to do. Not all the monkeys are to be tamed. Some are to be tamed, some are to be eliminated. And to eliminate them, stop feeding them. There are so many memories and thoughts playing in our heads that serve no purpose but to bring us down. And the best way to eliminate those is just to stop feeding them. And there's, mm-hmm. again, a super simple NLP technique and also found in stop therapy. There is such a thing as stop therapy. You literally can stop that. Choose not to entertain those thoughts anymore. Transforming those monkeys is a little bit more work. You can actually take a monkey, but in order to do that, you have to evaluate the monkey. You have to take a look at it, and you have to understand. Am what I'm going to do next with this empower it, or am I going to tame it, eliminate it, or give it something constructive to do?
Yeah.
So those are all little tips and techniques we do throughout the Journey Back to Me. And during this 10-day period, we focus on this stuff a lot.
And, you know, I like that we're talking about this, but let's use an example, and I'm going to make one up. You tell me, you know, if I'm on track. You know, I worked with somebody a while ago who was afraid of money. I don't have enough money. And after about 3 weeks, so afraid of money, never looked at the bank account, never went online to even bank account. I mean, that's what fear will do, right? It will convince you in a sense of reality that is totally false, right? But this idea that you just mentioned is there are things people can do. There are things we can physically do to help alleviate this. But if you don't know what they are, and I want to say this, what I'm about to say is, when you're working with somebody like Gina Gale, when you're working with an expert in this field, they know what to do. Gina knows what to do. But a lot of times we don't. And we avoid and we avoid and we avoid. And where there wasn't a problem then becomes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. The dramatized trauma and traumatized drama are both alive and well. And this is exactly what it leads to. We just forget our power. People have forgotten their power and forgotten their abilities, and there's a lot of giving up going on too, because there is a lot of overwhelm and there is a lot of difficulty and large obstacles. There are very large obstacles going on in the world now. And all the more reason to do a program like this. Don't do it alone. Do it with a guide. And that's my role in the Journey Back to Me. The journey is for you, for my clients. And my number one thing is I'm going to show up every day, because to show up for yourself every day for 40 days straight, it is not easy. And that tells you something in and of itself, because if your self-worth isn't high enough, if you aren't high enough on your priority list to be willing to invest 40 days in yourself, and I'm talking about 5 to 15 minutes a day can change your life.
Yeah.
But the resistance of people to do it, that's when a coach helps.
Yeah.
And the fact that during the 40-day Journey Back to Me, there is an inspirational message that is given by way of whatever works best for them. My sister did my Journey Back to Me, and she does not do social media. And so I sent her daily messages by email, because that's what worked for her, and I didn't want her to miss out on. That's so important, and if you're in a time in your life where there is very little positivity, having a plate of positivity for breakfast every day is a really, really, really good idea.
Yeah.
And that I can absolutely promise. Every post for those 40 days, every inspirational message that I send in those 40 days will get your day off to a good start in one way or another.
You know, I love that you're doing this for 40 days, because many people think they could short track it. Mm-mm. There are many people think, and by the way, 40 days is not long. It's, you know, for people thinking it is not a long period of time. But the big thing about this is they are not working alone. And I can't say this enough to everybody. This is working with Gina Gale Gray. This is literally, what did I say? How many coaching sessions? 9 or something? Okay. Yeah. And I want to make sure people know, are you taking applicants now? How do people get a hold of you and sign up? Can you tell us how to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, simply send me a message through my website and let me know that you're interested in the Journey Back to Me. And I start everyone with a complimentary Zoom session. We have a complimentary session. I introduce my tools to you. More importantly, I listen to your story. Everybody's life story has a few bad chapters. And if you want some help rewriting one of yours, I'm a great place to start, because
you are.
Those who wants to end on a bad note? I mean, and a lot of people are stuck in this chapter in their life, and that the monkeys are just replaying that, and the messages are not serving a higher purpose. And it's really, really important. Start today. Mm-hmm. Start today to get on track with, I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to remember who I am, and I can help you do that.
Let's give out the website, and just, and then you have so much information on the website too. I mean, it's like right out there for everybody to look at. And, you know, they can find the price point and everything on your website. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I want to make sure you all have this, because everything is laid out here. And then that beautiful mantra you have up there by Tina Turner. Oh my gosh. So for those of you, here's the website, anywheremindbodysoul.com. Got it? Anywheremindbodysoul.com. Mm-hmm. And when you think about this and you're sitting here today and you're looking back, let's say September, October 1st, and you realize your life has changed, it's because you're going to realize something important that I discovered later in life. I couldn't make these changes alone. There's no way that I could sit in front of an NLP master practitioner, you know, a certified holistic nutrition coach. There was no way that my consciousness was even aware that I could not do it alone. Today, I will tell you, I don't do it alone. And I am one of these people that I need help, because right up here in this, it is like this thing up here, right? The minute you have a great idea about your future and your career, that monkey mind will kick in and say, you are an imposter. You know how much of an imposter syndrome I had when I graduated school in 01, right? 10 years at a school. Every night for a year, I had a reoccurring dream. This is sad. But this will tell you a little bit. The same dream. Every night I'm going to get my diploma and I'm getting it off the stage. And I already got the diploma, by the way. But the same dream is Stuart had looked over my records and found I was 3 credit shorts. The same dream, right? Finished dissertation, won awards, but 3 credits short.
Wow.
Now, I will tell you, I wasn't doing the show then. But see, I'm not alone in this world. And this is what you've created to help people. Because that takes a toll on the body. It's not about the mind. It will crush the vision of your life. And what you're doing is, journey back to me is a journey back to freedom, isn't it? I can't thank you enough for putting this together.
It is.
I can't thank you enough for doing this.
It's mind, body, and soul freedom, because just a little bit of freedom isn't enough.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for telling me about that, because we are those 3 things, aren't we?
We are. We are.
Wow. Thank you for today. Yeah. I'd love to know your personal message. Thank you so much. And people can sign up now, correct?
Yes, people can sign up now. I'm in transition, but it doesn't matter. I'm still here. I still show up for my clients, and we figure out how to make it work no matter what. So, you know, the journey back to me, it's a worthwhile investment in yourself. And it's the time is now for us each to invest in ourselves so that we're better equipped to support others. Because I believe everyone is a healer. You are a healer, but you're your own healer. And I am a healer. I am a healer of myself. I support others in healing themselves and helping you remember that you are a healer and finding your true highest self. That's what I want to do.
And I just want to tell everybody, when you go there, this isn't the only thing that Gina Gayle Gray does. Whether you want NLP coaching, emotional code, whether you want private sessions, there's a number of things here. There's something here to help you move beyond. Thank you so much for today. Thank you for helping us realize, one, what we're absolutely capable of. But you know what? I started this show 20 years ago because knowing that wasn't enough.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Soul Oceans with me, Gina Gayle Gray. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on transformationtalkradio.com. Come back every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific to further your progress towards rediscovery. You can also join my 40-day Journey Back to Me program to unlock your true potential and reunite with your soul. There's no time to waste. I'll share Spinspirations, which are messages from a spirit named Spencer, and lead you toward your solutions. Go to anywhere, mindbodysoul.com, and ask for a complimentary mind, body, and soul session. That's anywhere, mindbodysoul.com.